Take a look at this quote from Rideability's website. Rideability is a therapeutic riding center and equine-assisted services organization. There's something about horses that makes us better humans. And whether you love horses or you don't, there's something to be said about these very beautiful and peaceful animals. They just bring a lot of joy to folks, especially Rideability has had much success here in our backyard. So much so that one of our favorite individuals, his business, they're kind of working together and holding a fundraiser for Rideability. So let's bring in Clint Boyd. He's with Saltwater Markets. And good morning to you, Clint.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, you're a character. You're a lot of fun.
I'm definitely that.
Well, we'll talk shop and talk business in a few minutes, but explain how you kind of got behind Rideability, what you've learned about Rideability, and how you're helping this organization.
Sure, Lucas. So I don't know anything about horses, but what I do know about is I know that we as community leaders really very much need to be involved in solving the problems in our community. And I know providing support to special needs children, providing support to wounded warriors who need help with PTSD, I know that that is a noble cause and one that we're called to make sure that we answer. And we have a team member, Braden Skiba, who is just a special young man, and he's been with Rideability from the beginning. And we've seen the results of working with these horses and with, you know, Wendy, who runs the place. And we're just passionate about helping them accomplish, you know, their goals, which in this case is to put a covered arena on a roof on top of their arena so that the children and the vets can work with the horses through the summer months, which are sweltering and not helpful for a lot of their needs. So
it's called Covered by Love Arena. And again, they hope to continue being able to do their horsemanship skills, balance and core strength, social skills, independence and confidence, all through what Rideability, you know, their mission is, as we shared a few moments ago, which is all about therapeutic. It's a therapeutic riding center, and it offers equine assisted services. So for currently right now, they're doing a lot of these programs in the heat. So this would provide them a little bit of shade when the weather turns hot.
Yeah, absolutely. But we've been really impressed. Like, Wendy she goes for it. She is a hustler. They've gotten 2/3 of their goal, but there's quite a bit to finish. So what we're doing with this oyster roast is tickets, as you see, are a very specific amount. They're spendy, but every dime is going to go to this cause, like full transparency. And I want folks to come out, see the horses. We'll have folks there who are members and participate. Wendy will be there. I want you to really see what the difference they're making. And then we just want to be crazy transparent. Just raise some money specifically for this need. We'll have an auction there. Should be a lot of fun.
And the event itself is taking place out at the where the arena
is.
So it's a great way for people to be able to see where they are and what they do.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's an oyster roast that will again take place at Rideability Therapeutic Riding Center at 2551 Pats Road. That's in Clover. The ticket price, it is very specific. It's $111.42. Now, how did you end up on that dollar amount?
So that just plain covers the transaction amount for the ticket sale, and makes it so that $100 is possible to go straight towards the cause with every purchase. So we essentially put the fees associated with selling the tickets on the folks buying it. We don't want any of the money lost. But we do need something. I need local businesses, or even if they're not local, I need folks to donate. We need a few big ticket prizes for the auction. So like if there's a travel agency, if you've got a coveted retail product that's a nice big ticket, I need you to search your heart and make a donation so we can auction it off.
And again, this is going to be an oyster roast. So what can we expect? I mean, you obviously are in the market when it comes to seafood. So this is going to be fresh.
Yep.
Pulled right out of the water.
100%. So yeah, we're down at the coast. As you guys have followed us for a while, I'm nuts. We go down to the coast one or two times a week. These oysters will be clusters from the rivers surrounding Buford, Fripp, that area. And we will bury you in them. We will have far more oysters than we can possibly cook in the time that we'll be there. And some great local folks will be also donating food. None of us are charging Rideability a dime. There will not be any pass-through cost. And you'll have some other options as well as the oysters.
And then there's also going to be a live auction, like
for sure,
you said, and a fund-a-need auction to
That's
try
right.
to get them to over their goal, which is about $100,000.
Yeah, I think they've got between 80 and 100 left to go. So Wendy has her finger on the pulse for that. But they're about two-thirds of the way there.
So you're serving oysters and other food items.
Yeah.
Just no seahorses.
No seahorses. I'm game to try it, but no. We'll have a couple of local restaurants that are participating,
great,
and we'll also have, I should mention, we'll have on our live feed on our Facebook page on Saltwater Markets, we'll have a live video going during the roast, or during the auction rather. And folks will be able to participate there. So if you can't attend and you just want to watch the live and get involved, we'll have a link where you can make donations during that. So, you know, if you're like me and you don't want to go out in public, you can hop on there.
And that's through your Facebook page?
Yeah, that'll be through the Saltwater Markets page. So,
well, Manny Kimmel chimed in and said, please, let's want to say thank you to you, sure, for donating oysters to the Haven Super Bowl party this past Sunday.
Man, what a great group. And I think they raised something like $75,000, $80,000.
Wow.
Big deal. Philip Milam, he and his bride Susie are great customers of ours, and man, they do a good job with that event.
You're very generous with your product, and obviously the name of his business is Saltwater Market, so you obviously are in the seafood business. And as you mentioned, and you've shared here before, you go down there yourself, right? I mean, you work also with other fishermen, but this is not a long process if it has to go here and you have to check it. Like,
sure,
these come right out of our waters.
Absolutely. It's a way to make a big difference in your state and in your family too, and control what you're eating. But yeah, I joke often, we came from a on paper very successful distribution background. If this wasn't fun, then it's really dumb for us to have done. So I wouldn't have any fun selling products that were just commodity.
Wow. So you yourself, you get out there on the trawlers with these fishermen?
And we do.
I
don't do that as often as I used to. Still love it, but we get down and press the flesh with our friends who captain the boats as often as we can. I do have a little help with the driving now. Mike, our driver, does a nice job. He went down yesterday, so he's keeping me off the road a little bit. So I guess all the Carolina drivers can thank him for keeping me off of the road.
You have three locations, and let's tell our audience where those locations are.
So Clover, Fort Mill, and Gastonia. Clover is Clover, so you've got to want to get, you know, come there to visit us there, but it is a nice busy store. Fort Mill is right on the interstate beside Fort Mill Ford, so on Gold Hill, and then Gastonia is just outside of Cramerton on New Hope Road, so easy to get to.
Now, are you going to expand?
Yep. No, we did ask Clint.
Are you coming on down to Rock Hill at any time?
Listen, we love Rock Hill. We have gotten yes is the answer. Rock Hill, we have gotten the most invitations from, and that's why we go where we go is if we're invited.
Okay.
And so we appreciate everybody who shops with us from Rock Hill.
Well, you heard it first here.
There you go.
And this is your official invitation.
Yep.
Now you come on.
I appreciate
on down.
That.
Now, we don't have
that.
Any of the land or the building space, but you can find it, right?
You'll come be on, good to finish go. It for me. Tell me where
That's
to go.
Right. Well, Clint Boyd is with Saltwater Markets. They not only, we're biased, we know we've had his seafood, but mm-hmm. we love it. It is fresh right out of the waters here in the Carolinas and beyond. But, you know, he's also very generous with his time and talents, and you give back to so many nonprofits, more than we probably even know about, the ones that we hear about. And they're very passionate about rideability. Again, Rideability offers therapeutic riding services through the use of horses. Their tagline, there's something about horses that makes us better humans. They're doing this oyster roast. It's going to take place on February the 22nd from 5 to 7 out there at Rideability Therapeutic Riding Center. The price is $111.42, but all that's calculated in, all the fees and everything. So when you hit buy tickets, that's what you're going to be charged.
Right.
And you made a good point that you want every single dollar that you can go, ounce to go back to Rideability, which is fantastic.
That's it. So we got 2 weeks. Get your tickets at a minimum. Let's sell this event out. And then get in touch with Saltwater Markets. Get in touch with us and donate a prize if you can so we can auction it off.
Perfect. Clint, great catching up with you, my friend. Thank you.